Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Thursday, September 4th, and futures are pointing to a modestly higher open. What's the feeling out there this morning?
I'd call it cautiously bullish. We're seeing a little bit of green on the S&P and NASDAQ futures, but this comes after a really mixed day yesterday. It wasn't a broad rally by any means.
Not at all. It felt like megacap tech was doing all the heavy lifting, especially Alphabet. What was the catalyst there?
Alphabet had a fantastic session after a favorable antitrust ruling. But, and this is a big but, the Trump administration is signaling they are far from finished. The DOJ's Gail Slater literally said, "We're not done." So that threat of a breakup is still very much on the table.
A short-term win, but a long-term fight. Got it. And speaking of the administration, President Trump is now taking his tariff battle to the Supreme Court.
That's right. And he's asking for an expedited schedule. This just injects another dose of uncertainty, especially for industrials and any company with a complex global supply chain. Think names like Caterpillar or Deere.
And you can't talk big tech without mentioning Apple. They're reportedly developing a new AI-powered search tool.
Yes, and this is fascinating. The tool is meant to be fused with Siri, but the really interesting part is that they might use Google's Gemini AI to power some of it. It's a classic case of tech frenemies working together while competing fiercely.
Okay, let's shift gears to the economy. It is a massive day for data. What should traders be watching?
It's all about the labor market this morning. We get the ADP employment change at 8:15, followed by the weekly jobless claims at 8:30. The market is looking for that Goldilocks number. Not too hot, not too cold, to keep the odds of a September rate cut high.
And then the ISM services number at 10 a.m. That's a huge indicator for the health of the consumer, right?
Absolutely. It's a huge slice of the economy. Any major surprises there, up or down, could really move the market and set the tone for the rest of the day.
Let's get to the fun stuff. Earnings and the big pre-market movers. Who's the star of the show this morning?
Without a single doubt, it's American Eagle. AEO is just exploding higher, gapping up over 25%. They absolutely crushed their earnings per share estimate by 25 cents. The market is completely ignoring the slight 1% dip in comparable sales.
A 25% gap up is massive. Now, who's on the other side of that trade? Who's in the penalty box?
It is a crowded penalty box this morning. Salesforce CRM is down about 7%. They actually beat expectations, so this must be a guidance issue. Sigma is also down almost 16% after its report.
But wait, I'm seeing an absolutely catastrophic drop here for Neonode. What on earth happened?
Total implosion. Neon is down 83% pre-market. 83. It seems a patent lawsuit settlement was not what investors were hoping for, and Ladenburg just hit them with a downgrade. It's a complete wipeout.
Wow. Any other notable losers?
Oh yeah. The pain is spreading in the software space. C3.A, I missed on revenue, and is down 12%. GitLab is also getting hit, down over 9%. It is a rough morning if you're holding those names.
So with all this chaos, where are traders finding safety? What sectors are showing strength?
The technicals are pointing towards communication services, which makes sense with Alphabet's rally, and consumer discretionary, which is getting a boost from that American Eagle pop. Tech is also holding up okay. The sector to avoid right now is energy, which got hit by falling crude prices yesterday.
Okay, so bring it all together for us. What are the key levels you're watching for the S&P 500 ETF SPY at the open?
For SPY, the line in the sand is around 644. That's your key support. If we break below that on heavy volume after the data hits, watch out. To the upside, if the bulls can push it past resistance at 645.30, we could see some momentum buying kick in.
All right, a lot to watch. Give us your final thought. What's the key takeaway for today?
The headline sentiment is cautiously bullish. But the real story is under the surface. This is a stock picker's market. Respect the strength in megacap tech, avoid the weakness in software, and be ready to react to that economic data. It could get very choppy around 8:30.
Excellent breakdown. Cautious, but opportunistic. That's our game plan for Thursday. Thanks for joining us, and thank you for tuning into The Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to do it all again. Have a profitable trading day.